The experience of reading Raymond Fetterman's Take It or Leave It might be compared to a wild car ride you've somehow found yourself on with a bunch of rowdy, talkative characters who are all competing for attention with the driver, a middle-aged, vaguely European-looking guy, still sexy, in great shape, with a prominent nose and an even more prominent, incredibly thick French accent, who's wearing an outmoded blue double-breasted suit and smoking a stream of foul-smelling French cigarettes. A guy who can't seem to keep either his eyes or the car on the road, but who had announced bilingually in French and English just as he climbed aboard, an elaborate itinerary he'd precisely mapped out for your joyride. Great journey in search of America, he called it, from the East Coast to the West Coast. Although now that you're moving spatially and temporally on the road, it's soon apparent this guy behind the wheel has no clue where he's heading or how to get there if he did, because he keeps steering off the main narrative interstate, crashing through roadblocks onto bypasses and detours, slamming on the brakes, and then lurching forward down more side roads that seem to lead back in the same direction you came.